Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everyone. You don't hear Happy Monday too often, but we're pretty excited. It's a special Monday night football edition of Catching Up with Bob Labelle. I'm your host, Joe Perrello of SweetSports.com. I'm joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the face of Boston sports for nearly 30 years, Mr. Bob Labelle. Bob, kind of give me your intro thoughts to tonight's game. Huge game for the Patriots on the road, playing a red-hot Carolina team.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people are making a lot out of this game. I would tend to downplay it, and that's not very good radio and very good press coverage. But, you know, it is NFC, and NFC is like worth a half game versus a full game. So, first of all, I expect the Patriots to win, so this is not a problem. But, you know, a loss against an NFC team is not a killer by any stretch of the imagination. However, you know, this game in contest with next week, this makes a pretty big week as opposed to one pretty big game.
Yeah, and the schedule does kind of work out in the Patriots' favor. They come off the bye week to play the Thursday night game and then get a bit of a, you know, kind of a week and a half off before next week. I'll also bring in our editor-in-chief, our fearless leader, Mr. Jeremy Conlin. He's written for the ESPN True Hoop Network, but today he's not talking basketball. We're talking a little bit of Patriots. Jeremy, we discussed this game a little bit in our NFL picks this week, which I believe you're killing me in. but just kind of give me your brief synopsis on this. I know that you're really high on the Panthers right now.
Yeah, I mean they've blown out a bunch of bad teams, but then they followed it up with a win over San Francisco in San Francisco, which seemed to silence some of the doubters in terms of how legitimate Carolina is. I mean, I think that they're, if not the best team in the NFC, then the second best team in the NFC. I mean, it's either them or Seattle, as far as I'm concerned.
Jeremy.
They've been really good. They've won five straight, and most of them have been blowouts.
I know, but boy, I tell you, that's an impressive credential right there that you threw at them, because you're leapfrogging past team, you know, like Green Bay and New Orleans and whatever, you know. Of course,
Green Bay's a bit banged up.
That's high praise. I'll say that, high praise.
Well, so I mean, I'll give you that New Orleans is very good, and they haven't played each other obviously, so that's going to be a really good measuring stick for both teams, I think. But I mean, the last 5 weeks they've been playing as good as anybody in football, and then beating San Francisco in San Francisco is a pretty good win. I mean, this game's going to be interesting because, on one hand, it's a Carolina home game, and the Patriots, you know, have been up and down on the road for the most part, like they lost, but looked pretty bad when they played at Cincinnati. But on the other hand, it's the Patriots coming off a bye week, and historically they've been great under Belichick. They're like 15-3 coming off bye weeks, if you include 5 weeks in the first round of the playoffs. So those two things, you know, sort of clashing with each other, I think is going to make for a really interesting game.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I'll definitely buy that.
Yeah, it's going to be – well, the thing that I think most people are looking forward to, Carolina's played some great defense this year, and they've got a lot of speed on defense. And New England, you know, there were kind of doubters, and Bob, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. People talking about, you know, Tom Brady lost it a little bit. Did we just assume we could put anybody around him and he'd be successful? But then they go and they just put, 610 yards, 50-some points on the Steelers with Gronkowski and Amendola in the lineup. They look great. Bob, which New England team is it really? You know, is it that team that put up more yards on the Steelers' defense than any team ever has? Or is it the team that really struggled to do much of anything against a then-healthy Cincinnati defense? Kind of where are you right now in this Patriots offense?
To quote Parcells, you are what you are. And if the day of the game you have Gronkowski and Amendola, and in this case Shane Vereen in your lineup, then you're a pretty damn good football team. If you don't have them in the lineup, then you're a pretty mediocre football team. So they can be either one and be themselves. So clearly, it's you know, it's not a one-man show. as we're led to believe often, Brady. Cam Newton, I mean, I don't think he's got the weapons that Brady has, especially with Vereen back in. Cam Newton's got is a weapon unto himself that, of course, Brady is not. But on the other hand, you need some players around you, as Brady has shown, that once he gets those guys that he needs or wants and has, especially with Vereen coming back, I don't know about Carolina. I don't know. We'll see. This is what make me a believer. That's it, Jeremy. Make me a believer. Did you go to Boston College, Jeremy?
I did not go to Boston College. I went to BU with Joe.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, guys. Well, then you're not like enamored with the linebacker for Carolina.
Really?
Well, you may be enamored with him, but it's not a alma mater thing.
It is not an alma mater thing, but Jeremy is very, very high on Kuechly. We talked about some of the best linebackers in football. On the inside, I brought up Patrick Willis and Lawrence Timmons a couple weeks ago, and you seem to think Kuechly was just, the best in the league right now. Kind of talk about the impact he's going to have on the game and what the Patriots have to look for with him in there.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say for sure that he's the best in the league, but I think he's – I mean, that group of guys that we mentioned with Patrick Willis and Timmons and maybe Navarro Bowman, like that group of guys is, as far as I'm concerned, they're mostly interchangeable. I mean, I think it's going to be higher scoring than people think because, the Patriots are finally seem to have all their pieces together on offense. Vereen is healthy. Gronkowski's healthy. Amendola has been, a full participant in practice this week. And then on the other side, the Patriots' defense is just so banged up. Like, obviously, Wilfork and Mayo are out. But just looking at the Patriots' injury report right now, Aqib Talib is questionable. Kyle Arrington is questionable. Alfonso Denard is out. Steve Gregory is out. So their secondary is completely depleted if Talib and Arrington don't play. It's basically going to be McCourty and Logan Ryan and then, a bunch of guys that they pull off the street. Carolina's receivers aren't that good. I mean, Steve Smith is great, but opposite him, they don't really have much. Greg Olsen's a pretty good tight end. They're mostly a running offense. But if the Patriots' run offense up the middle is going to be bad because they don't have Wilfork, they don't have Mayo, Hightower hasn't looked great in recent weeks. If they can't stop the run and then also their secondary's bad, all of a sudden Carolina could be putting up 30 points. And with Carolina's defense, if the Patriots aren't clicking as they were against Pittsburgh, that could be troublesome. But I think it's going to come down to how well Carolina's linebackers, and that's Kuechly and Thomas Davis are their two notable ones, how well that they can run with Gronkowski down the seam of the field. And Kuechly is a really, really fast linebacker, and he has pretty good coverage skills. So if they can take away Gronkowski in the middle, or not take him away, but limit him to some degree, and force the Patriots outside receivers to make plays, that's been the recipe for beating New England this year. I think it's going to come down to Kuechly against Gronkowski. I think that's the key matchup. And obviously they're maybe the two best players at their respective positions in the whole league. So if you want to look at one matchup to decide the game, I think that's it.
Yeah,
I do hope that they focus on that matchup because I agree, Jeremy. I think that's a pretty cool matchup to be watching all night long, really. But I don't see anybody. No one stopped Gronkowski yet, and I'm not sure this is going to happen tonight either. But the only reason I asked about Boston College is that clearly, Kuechly's great on his own, and if a couple of BU guys say he's that great, I know what BC guys would say, but I know coming from BU, that makes it real.
Well, I'm glad we could convince you, Bob. It isn't just
no,
BC.
No, I'm excited. I'm really excited about watching him play against Gronkowski tonight. Anybody should be.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those elite matchups that you get to see. Kuechly, we talk about being the best inside linebacker in the league. That's a debatable point, but man, as a coverage linebacker on the inside, he's got to be up there as well. And Gronkowski, obviously, maybe the biggest mismatch in the league at any position just because of his size and strength and speed and ball skills. Bob, want to go back to you real quick. When you look at the Panthers, you seem to be a little unimpressed with them, but is there a guy, and maybe it is just Cam Newton on the Panthers, that really scares you, that you think – could kind of knock the Patriots off here.
No, actually, it's Cam Newton. It's what he's able to do. And, you know, he might be very effective against what the Patriots are going to throw up at him. I can't get Carolina and the Super Bowl out of my mind, only because I was standing on the sideline when John Casey kicked that ball out of bounds on the kickoff.
Yeah, I remember that.
One of the greatest bonehead plays in the history of the National Football League. It cost Carolina a Super Bowl. Patriots would probably have lost that game if Casey kicks the ball where he should be. It's one of the most underrated and least talked about bonehead plays in the history of the game. But that always comes back to mind. And I remember standing there when Harrison came running off the field with a broken arm right in front of me. Anyway, it was just, you know, these things are etched in your mind if you get a chance to see them, because they're very unique moments. And when Casey kicked it out of bounds, I said, oh, my. And then there we go. You know, bang, bang, bang. Great passes, great catches, great kick. Done.
Yeah, that was one of the more exciting ends to a Super Bowl. And John Casey, you mentioned, one of the better kickers, you know, in NFL history. But, yeah, just,
What could he be thinking of? I don't understand. I said, how's that possible? But it's possible, you know, it is.
Yeah.
So, and I always thought Fox was a great coach, and I was really glad when he went to Denver, and hopefully everything's going to turn out for him. But clearly Denver's pretty good, because they survived a game under Jack Del Rio when they were unbeaten, had one loss. So Jack Del Rio, you know, not the greatest in my estimation.
Oh, I think you're being a little hard on Jack Del Rio. He has some decent Jacksonville teams, but we'll move on a little.
I kind of jumped around here, but Denver's on my mind, and so is that Super Bowl against Carolina.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sure Denver is on a lot of Patriots fans' mind. I think that's why they think it's so critical to pick up this win. You know, you got to keep pace with that team. It doesn't look like Denver's going to lose too many.
Let me ask this to you and Jeremy. I just want to ask this because I've been thinking about it all. I was thinking about it last night, and I'm thinking about it this morning, about Patriots paying attention to the Denver game last night and not even, not thinking a whole lot about Carolina. And not only paying attention to Denver and Kansas City last night, but also paying attention to Welker's concussion, paying attention to Peyton Manning, paying attention to the team that they're going to meet in a huge showdown next Sunday night in Foxborough.
Yeah.
And then they have this game tonight against Carolina. I can see where they would be tremendously distracted by what happened last night.
I'd be surprised. Jeremy, with a Belichick coach team, do you even see that as a possibility?
I mean, I would imagine that a bunch of the coaches were probably watching, you know, if not watching it last night, then watching some tape of it in advanced preparation. But, I mean, like if they were playing Tampa Bay or Jacksonville, I could see maybe there being some distraction of like, oh, this game's in the bag, we're just going to roll through and, you know, and then we'll play Denver next week. But, Carolina's been proven to be a pretty good team. You know, maybe not a Super Bowl contender if you still have your doubts, but I mean, at the very least, they're a competitive team that's gonna put together a good game. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. You know, other than guys that you know aren't expecting to play much might have, been distracted, and then if some guy gets injured in the middle of the game, then they thrust into it. But I mean, it's not something I would worry too much about.
It was just a thought. And, of course, I guess it looks like Welker's not going to play next weekend, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you never know.
Probably not. Well, and how
–
here's another quick question, and I'll shut up. How is it possible that the Bruins have scheduled a game against Carolina in Carolina the same night that this game is going on?
Is that happening tonight? I got to tell you, Bob, I'm not ready for hockey yet.
I'm telling you, it's happening.
Okay, all right. Well, an interesting Carolina-Boston sports night we get then. Guys, we're running out of time. I want to get your picks real quick. Jeremy, I'll let you go first. Who you got, and in 20 seconds or less, why?
In the picks column on Thursday or Friday, whenever we ran it, I took the Patriots, and I'm starting to waffle on that just because of how injured it seems their secondary is. So, you know, at the crux of it, it's going to be that Gronkowski-Kuechly matchup that I talked about. And Gronkowski seems to be back. He's played a couple of good games. But, you know, for right this second, I think Kuechly is a more reliable weapon on that side of the ball than Gronkowski is, just because there's some uncertainty with Gronkowski. So if I was allowed to change my picks in the picks column, I probably would. But I'm gonna stick with the Patriots in the column, but I'm gonna take the Panthers today.
All right. Bob, okay. Who you got?
I'm just the opposite. If he's picking the Panthers, I'm picking the Patriots. So that's that. You know, I'll pick Patriots by 3 points. Done, you know?
Fair enough. I think that's kind of what a lot of people are thinking. Most people are thinking this is going to be within a touchdown game. Going to be a heck of a good one. Jeremy, I'm coming out to watch with you tonight, so I know we're going to have a good time. That's all the time we have for you on this special Monday Night Football edition of Catching Up with Bob LaBelle. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. I'll talk to you again Thursday, and maybe we'll talk a little later about the blog you've got cooking up for us tomorrow.
Yeah, obviously we have to wait till tomorrow. Ask no question about it. It's good talking to both of you guys. Thanks. Good luck. Have fun.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Jeremy, thanks a bunch for joining us, and thanks to everybody for listening in at home. We'll catch you, I guess we'll be back to the normal time, Thursday at noon for the next edition Catching Up with Bob LaBelle. Have a great Monday, everyone.